SRN News. I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowed to pass the big, beautiful bill by Independence Day, hours after the Senate passed the measure. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
In a post on X, the speaker joined several other lawmakers in issuing a statement detailing the plan. He wrote, quote, "The House will work quickly to pass the one big beautiful bill that enacts President Trump's full America First agenda by the 4th of July. The American people gave us a clear mandate, and after 4 years of Democrat failure, we intend to deliver without delay." The Senate passed the measure after an intense 24-hour votorama. Lawmakers pulled an all-nighter to iron out the details of the bill. Getting the bill passed in the lower chamber might be more of a challenge, given Republicans' narrow margin. Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
President Trump says that Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza and urged Hamas to accept that deal. BBC correspondent Arunode Mukherjee reports.
We still do not know what these, quote, necessary conditions, as Donald Trump put it, that Israel has agreed to are. And more importantly, will Hamas agree to them? Because that is what is going to be critical for the ceasefire and this proposed hostage deal to hold. Donald Trump, in that post on Truth Social, also warned that if there was no possibility of this deal from Hamas, then it would get much worse. So the indicators are that, look, this is this final proposal that we're putting out to you, and you've got to agree with what we're seeing. So considerable pressure.
Correspondent Arunode Mukherjee. Hurricane Flossie has strengthened into a powerful Category 3 hurricane off Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast, with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center said Flossie was about 315 miles south-southeast of Cabo San Lucas. On Wall Street, the Dow up 41 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 148. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway Research Report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We are seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zoran Mondani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. And that's raising alarms among some in New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mondani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street started the day not all that far from where it closed yesterday. There is little market-moving corporate news or earnings reports during this holiday-shortened week. The markets are quietly awaiting U.S. employment data tomorrow. With the markets closed on Friday for Independence Day, the June jobs report was moved up a day, and it will coincide with the Labor Department's weekly update on layoffs. And another tariff deadline is looming next week. President Trump says if there is no deal with Japan by the 9th, U.S. tariffs on Japanese imports will rise significantly. In energy trading, benchmark U.S. crude added 88 cents to $66.33 per barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, climbed 87 cents to $67.98 per barrel. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.